Aurelio Henlon, CIA Tampa. There are a lot of people looking to start up campus ministries, and it's going to be a grassroots kind of thing. I think a lot of people are sort of wondering, where do I start? And there's a lot of course, personal growth and prayer time and things like that that they're putting in personally, but just the task of getting to a church and then the church looking at them and saying, okay, you know what you're doing. Go. I guess, what would y'all say? What would be the first thing in starting from grassroots?
Well, if you haven't gone through some kind of training program, I would say you better start over, because you better know what you're doing when you go. So I'm kind of, with the question, I'm kind of thinking, well, maybe the premise is a little bit wrong. You better know what you're doing before you go. And the way to do that, one of the things we are trying to do as an organization is to try to develop a comprehensive training program at each of our locations and ministries and as many others as we can ultimately get involved, to where there is a training program so that when someone comes out of that training program, they know what to do when it's time to get started. When the elders look at them and say, okay, we brought you in because you know, go, they know what to do. So that is something that we are in the process of developing. And matter of fact, our last board meeting spent the majority of our time on that issue.
I think the word apprenticeship, again, is one of the words that we throw around a lot, and that's important. Jesus, when he was here, there were other sheep that weren't a part of his flock. But quite frankly, what happened to those guys, and how much impact did they have? It was the 12 who ended up shaping the world, and I believe that was because they're associated with Jesus, the training that went on. I would assume that those other sheep who weren't in his flock would have the same spirit, would have the same goals, but I believe there's something really. I believe it's more than just coincidental that the Gospels record. We have four Gospels that record the methods of Jesus. So I think, you know, to jump in and find a ministry that's successful, to come in and submit yourself as a student with a goal of making a difference in the world. But I think it goes back to that humility of saying, I need to learn, and that's the place to begin. I would stress, again, if you can find a successful ministry, and you have to define success. For us, success that doesn't involve the salvation of lost people, we can't embrace that definition in our paradigm. It is not successful if it's not reaching lost people in our campus ministry. So that's one of the things. Make sure you define, you know, success and know where you're at.
You know, I think one of the things that this requires is that campus ministers and small group leaders always need to have their eyes open for those that the Lord is raising up. You know, we've kind of poo-pooed the call, but there's reality to the call. You know, many times if the Lord hadn't called you, that's about the only thing you've got to lean back on. And I think that you, as campus ministers, always need to be looking for those people on whom the Lord is working and in whom the Lord is working, and people that you can draw under your wings and mentor and father. And I believe that, and I know some of you are doing that in your campus ministries. I think that's the key. And I heard another little thing that I'm not quite sure where it fits in here, but I think it does fit in. How do you go to a campus with whom you have no history? And even if it's just a weekend outreach, even if it's just checking out to see what the spiritual climate there. Henry Blackaby tells a story. Henry Blackaby is a Southern Baptist that ministers across the entire Christian church, wrote a wonderful classic entitled Experiencing God. And in his material, he told about a weekend outreach that they were going to do to a neighboring Canadian university. So they get a team together of students, and they're going to that campus to plant a beachhead. Well, they get there, get out of the vans, and somebody says, where do we go and how do we start? And Blackaby said, I want you all to go out and just listen. Let's find out where God is already at work on this campus, and let's join him. And they started doing that. And one of them might have been Blackaby himself, but somebody was in a cafeteria line. And they overheard two students saying, "Oh, man, wouldn't it be great to have a Bible study and study that kind of thing?" Something was troubling them, or some question had intrigued them. Well, they immediately picked up on that and used that as the initial prompting to move and to work on that campus. I appreciated what my brother taught this morning in this prayer and trust. You know, that equation of watch and pray is in Scripture numerous times. I think my wife has a line that says, "Pray with your eyes open. Be watching for where God is at work and on whom the Lord is moving and the lives that he's touching." And brothers and sisters, we need, as our brother taught, we need to just be watching for the opportunities that God has given us. We don't have to create the opportunities nearly as much as be watching for where he is at work. And I think I can offer the same money-back guarantee that if we earnestly pray and diligently watch, we'll find out where the Lord is working. And it's just a matter of joining him. And it's so good to find somebody in whose heart the Lord has already prepared.